The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series. This time, Adventures with Darien, a Pirate at Sea. Life with one eye isn't easy, especially when the Seven Seas celebration is approaching and all you have is a trunk full of junk. With his stalwart crew, Daring Darien sets sail in search of real treasure, but his vision problems lead them into disaster after disaster. Whirlpools and icebergs, squids and sword fights. With every treasure map just a blotchy blur, how can Daring Darien ever find enough treasure to win the most piratical pirate contest?
On the cover, on wavy blue water, a large wooden washtub floats. A black sail flies from a mast in the center of the washtub. A monkey with a seashell eye patch stands in a lookout spot from the top of the mast. The monkey looks through a spyglass. A black flag with a green ghost waves behind the monkey. To the left of the mast, a blonde boy stands on a green armchair, resting on a red table. The boy wears a pointed black hat. He wears glasses with a red eye patch made of a seashell, resting over his left glass lens. To the right of the mast, a girl with long brown hair stands on a plank. She reaches toward a long red tentacle. She wears a red headband. A white scarf around her neck blows behind her. A green parrot holding a treasure map flies between the mast and the girl. A red squid smiles below the washtub. In red letters in the sky, Adventures with Darien, a Pirate at Sea. A black X crosses out the word sea, spelled S-E-A. The word sea is rewritten in all caps, S-E-E.
Darien the Daring, a Pirate at Sea. Darien the Daring longed to be the bravest, boldest, most daring pirate who sailed the seven seas.
A blonde boy, Darien, stands on top of an upside-down washtub. He wears a frilly vest and striped shirt. He holds a black flag with a green ghost on it. A green parrot in a red cap flies behind Darien. It carries a scroll wrapped in a ribbon. A monkey climbs the washtub. It lifts a pointed hat and smiles. A spyglass rests on the side of the tub. A scrub brush lies on wet grass by the tub.
He dreamed of filling his treasure chest with glittering gold, silver, and jewels.
Darien wears the pointed hat. He looks up. His finger points at his chin. Thought bubbles float above him. A single gold coin tilts in one. Two silver bars lie side by side in another. Three sparkling diamonds float in another.
But all he had were rags?
The monkey holds up underwear.
Seashells?
The parrot carries a shell in his beak.
And broken spyglasses.
The girl holds an anchor. She looks down at a broken spyglass.
The Seven Seas celebration was almost here. How could Darien compete in the most piratical pirate contest with nothing but a trunk full of junk? Darien needed to track down some treasure. Pronto.
Darien scratches his head. He peers into a trunk. Items spill out over the sides of the trunk. A black spider in a sombrero dangles from a web on the ceiling. A map decorates the wall. Two flags, One red and white, and one blue with a white cross, hang on the wall by the map. A ship in a bottle sits on a shelf.
But being a daring pirate wasn't easy. Darien had a prosthetic eye, which left a blind spot in his vision.
Darien stands on the plank, holding a rope attached to the sail. The monkey sits on the edge of the plank, smiling. The parrot perches on the side of the washtub. The girl stands in the tub, grinning.
There were sword fights to dodge.
Darien holds a sword up to a swordfish.
Fish guts to jump over.
Holding his sword, Darien leaps over a pile of fish bones in green goo. Darien's hat flies off his head.
Pesky parrots flying into his face.
Darien hangs on a rope, his hat back in place. The parrot zooms toward him, red feathers falling off.
Seeing the world with just one eye was tricky.
"Don't worry, Captain,"
said his first mate, Faith the Ferocious.
"It only takes one eye to read a treasure map."
The girl, Faith, holds on to the mast. She stands with one foot on the red table. Darien stands on the green armchair and looks at a scroll.
As Darien looked at the map with his seeing eye, it was a blotchy blur.
The monkey hangs on the mast. He holds a banana in his foot and smiles. The parrot stands on the plank. He shields his eyes with one wing. A red squid watches from behind a rock.
"I'm Daring Darien," he said, pretending to read the map.
"We'll sail the ocean swells, follow the shining stars until..."
"We're here,"
Darien announced.
The washtub slams into the rock with a crunch. A red tentacle pokes out from behind the rock. Water splashes onto the washtub. The monkey hangs from ropes on the mast. The monkey's banana falls. The parrot flies away from the water splashing on board. Faith holds on to the mast. Darien dangles from a rope.
"Captain, we've run aground,"
cried Harold the Hideous.
The parrot, Harold, squawks. His hat falls off. The monkey dangles by his tail on webbed ropes. His banana falls.
"Not again," Darien groaned, his prosthetic eye almost popping out.
Darien presses his left eye.
Darien needed to be careful, or he might lose his prosthetic eye to Davy Jones's locker for good.
"Captain, watch out,"
yelled Faith. Two slimy tentacles poked at his face.
"Kraken,"
he yelped.
Faith hangs upside down, wrapped in a red tentacle. Another red tentacle wraps around the monkey. The monkey's eyes bulge. The monkey's tongue hangs out of his mouth. Harold's legs stick out over another tentacle.
Darien rolled, reached into his loot, and slung a handful of seashells at the squid, which slithered out of sight.
"Shiver me timbers, that was close."
But the whole fiasco gave him an idea.
Darien tosses shells at the squid's eye. The squid's eye waters.
Rummaging in his loot, he got out a rag. Carefully, he tied it around his head, attached a seashell, and covered his eye.
"Great idea, Captain," said Victor the Vicious.
The monkey, Victor, holds a strap. Faith smiles, holding up a blue shell. Darien wears a red shell as an eye patch. Darien fastens a small shell eye patch onto Harold's head.
Darien's prosthetic eye was safe, but more disasters came as he tried to read the treasure maps.
Darien, eye patch in place, looks at a blurry map. He frowns.
they sailed east and west, nearly swirling down whirlpools.
The washtub floats past two whirlpools.
They sailed north and south, almost barging into icebergs.
Darian looks through a spyglass. The washtub floats past large icebergs.
And when Darian reached for his spyglass to search the sea, he stumbled and smacked himself right in his seeing eye.
The mast smacks Darian in his uncovered eye with an
ouch.
His hat falls off.
How will I find treasure and win most piratical pirate?
Darian stared at the spyglass in his hands.
I need to be able to read a treasure map.
Victor stands on Darian's head. Darian smiles at the broken spyglass.
But then, Darian gathered junk from his trunk and raced to his cabin. He tinkered and toiled. As the sun set, he returned to deck.
Darian stands at a workbench with the spyglass. Victor holds a tape measure behind Darian. A vise clamps onto the workbench. A screwdriver lies on the ground. A saw hangs on the wall.
What are them things on your face, Captain?
Faith asked.
I call them eyeglasses, and now I can read maps.
The crew cheered.
There's no time for treasure hunting. We must get to the Seven Seas celebration.
Darian couldn't disappoint his crew.
Darian wears glasses. The red seashell eye patch covers the left lens. He holds scrolled maps. He smiles.
And they set sail.
Harold flies, holding a rope and a compass. Faith points at the compass, its arrow pointing north. Victor holds the spyglass and picks his nose.
As they pulled into port, Darian could see, in perfect focus, all the other pirates having a Jolly Roger time. Swords slashed, lobster claws clashed, yo-ho-hos echoed throughout the island. All the other pirates' chests burst with gold, rubies, and shiny jewels.
Victor crouches on the trunk full of rags and seashells. He lifts his eye patch. Harold flies, his eyes wide. Darian grips a ship's wheel, frowning. Faith stands next to Darian. She frowns.
Darian had his trunk of junk. His heart felt like an anchor dropping into the briny deep.
A white bathtub floats next to a dock. A toilet plunger sticks to the bathtub's side. A chest full of gold sits open on a desk in the bathtub. An orange sofa floats on the other side of the dock. A man with a red beard lounges on the sofa. A purple lamp acts as a mast on the sofa. A chest full of sparkling diamonds sits open next to the man. In a village surrounded by coconut palm trees, pirates sword fight around a fire. A chest lies on the ground.
Suddenly, Odin the Oak towered over him. The swashbuckling ceased. The singing ended. Even the pesky parrots stopped flying into faces.
Harold flies over Faith and Darian.
What's that you're wearing? Odin yelled.
A pirate, Odin, pinches his shaggy black beard. A gold hoop hangs in his ear. He points.
Darian gulped.
Eyeglasses. They help me see better.
Eyeglasses! Roared Odin.
He drew in a huge breath. Oh no, was he about to laugh Darian out of the Seven Seas celebration?
I need help seeing better too! Odin shouted. Can you make me some?
Odin pumps a fist in the air. He smiles, showing off missing teeth.
Me too, another pirate called.
Odin pushes the cap down over the other pirate's eyes.
All around him, Darien heard pirates clamoring for his creations. Forgetting about treasure and competing, he got to work.
An eye patch for me, yelled another.
A pirate with a fish skeleton on his head sits in a barrel. He rests a hook hand on the edge of the barrel.
Me too!
A mouse stands on top of the red bearded man's hat.
Me too!
The red bearded man holds his fist high in the air.
It turned out that many swashbucklers had eye troubles.
The red-bearded man hangs upside down. He shields his eyes with his hand.
Jolly Joni had damaged her eye in a fishing accident.
A woman with curly black hair holds a fishing hook.
Frank the Fearless could only read a treasure map with one eye shut.
A pirate with a blue skull cap peers at a map, shutting one eye.
And Sassy Sally couldn't see anything far away.
A red-headed woman squints at a spyglass.
Soon, most of the pirates had eye patches, or glasses, or even both. Darien felt like the catch of the day, and he was handed the award for the most piratical pirate.
Darien jumps from the top of a podium. He holds a trophy in his hand. He smiles.
Before long, requests and supplies arrive from all over the Seven Seas.
What will you do with all this junk, Captain?
Asked Faith.
Faith, Darien, and Victor stand behind three chests. Harold flies next to Faith, holding a gray cloth in his feet. Victor examines a spyglass from a chest. Faith holds up an envelope from another. Darien grins.
Darien smiled as he looked at his chest full of letters, rags, seashells, and broken spyglasses. It was the best treasure ever.
I'm going to be the bravest, boldest, most daring pirate of all. One who helps others.
Darien stands in his washtub under an awning. Eyeglasses hang on a display next to him. He smiles and waves. Two small boats float next to the washtub. A man with a gray beard sits in one. He wears glasses and waves at Darien. A woman with a red skull cap and black stringy hair sits in the other. She waves.
This has been Adventures with Darien, a Pirate at Sea, written by J.L. Rames, narrated by Richard Riemann, audio description narrated by Aaron Riemann, and written by Miriam Snyder, from illustrations by Daniel Ladarsky. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schull, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.